Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me as always are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
Well, it's going on this end, slowly but surely. Oh, it's going.
Good day, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Enthusiasm in the voice here, Dad.
This has been frustrating. This here is
try it again.
This here technology is
your old grouchy fuzz. Get with it, Jiminy Christmas.
You're gonna be like that clown with the stupid horn now, aren't you?
Yes.
Hey there. Why'd the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? Honk honk.
You know, it's great because this mixer board picks up my phone, plays everything on my phone except phone calls.
I just want to take a minute to note how fantastic my hair looks right now. And
did you get it colored?
No, I did not. I'm not so concerned with the color as much as I am the fact that it's there.
Well, my hair turned black because I just covered it up.
There you go.
It grows on my face, but it won't grow on my head.
Oh, man.
God was funny. He says, look, it'll grow out his back, on his ears, you know.
Oh, I'm right there with you, Ben.
Okay, question.
Answer.
And I think I might have told you guys this before. I can remember when I was a little kid, teenager, you know, high school, before that. My uncle, he was pretty old. He had a forest coming out of his ears and nose. And I used to think to myself, my God, does that happen when you get old or is it just genetic or something? And boy, once I hit like 40, 45, I was like, holy crap.
You gotta trim it. Come on. You know,
I like the old boys barber that get the unibrow going or the eyebrows. And they don't ever cut them and they can comb them to where you look like what was it? Old Madden. John Madden had the caterpillars up there. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Steve, you sound very good today. You're a little on the wild side.
I always sound pretty good, Dave. I don't even have the mic. Hold on. Let me get it right in here.
Yeah, get it in there.
Okay. Yeah. How are we doing there, folks?
There you go.
Oh, shoot. So how was your week, boys? Eventful. Do we have a short week this week?
Well, let me put it to you this way: the trucking part was normal. Steve, Bill bit off more than he could chew as usual, but he got it done.
Hold on. if any people that normally see the Facebook and stuff, Bill put on there something about the having to walk. How far did you think it was?
Oh, yeah, Buckies. We're going to have a conversation about that here.
We'll have a little talk about that in a bit.
But I'm really disappointed that you didn't get the T-shirt. And I don't know if it's a hoax or not, but every time I see it on the internet, it looks like they might sell those.
To be honest with you, the only thing I had on my mind was food.
Brisket.
Yeah, but you know what? It was still breakfast time, so I couldn't get the sandwich. I had to get the burritos.
I'm sorry. If you're a dedicated brisket eater, Bill, you'd have clocked out off that logbook, sat there till lunchtime.
I was pushing time anyway, so.
Hey, look, mini Bill.
Mini me?
Yeah.
She's cuter than him.
You got more hair.
It's kind of hard to believe, huh? Something like that could come swimming out of me.
I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to say nothing.
Why?
When you that's say swimming, and I'm thinking.
That's right. Yeah. They go swimming.
Get her down, Dave. Get her down.
Yeah, no more dead air, guys. Come on, talk when I'm drinking. Show a little common courteous here. Bill bit off a little bit.
We're going to talk about Buckies later then.
Yeah, we're going to have a conversation about that.
Because Bill was the hatin'est Bucky person you'd ever meet. And then I found a Facebook group that says Truckers Against Buckies. And I sent it to him to join. There was a couple thousand people. I'm like, hey, Bill, you can be the president.
I don't want to say that I'm against Buckies.
Oh, they're against truckers, trust me.
Yeah. I think they're misled.
That's why there's no truck parking ever.
You know, even if they would take 5 acres behind the place and just let you walk 6 miles like
Bill did. If you take 5 acres, you couldn't have that extra 100 bathrooms. No, I will say I enjoy going into them, but it's just it's a touristy trap kind of deal, like just like going to the Cracker Barrel, you know. They got all the stuff in there they can sell you. That's the same way Bucky's is.
Cracker Barrel is the touristy stop.
Oh yeah,
well it absolutely is. I mean,
I go there for breakfast and to buy my stepmom gifts. But,
get it all done in one place.
I ain't traveling any place.
You mean Dave? She likes that thing. You take the magnet and draw the mustache and beard on the guy.
No, you take the little.
Oh gosh!
Tease, remember, a little tease for the triangle box and give her every Christmas.
I always remember the magnet with the iron ore in it. You could draw the beard and face and the hair on the guy. Oh, yeah. Or they had that little wire thing that had a wheel on it. You went like this, and it went up and down.
Oh yeah, magnet. Spun. And
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Did you, then the did old, you see
the old knickerknockers? Clack 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 clack. The balls on the.
He was going to the earplugs, and now he's going back to the headphones. What's the deal here?
I don't know. We might be blowing him out.
No, he's changing earphones. He said he was going to go to these. So, hurry. He ain't plugged in yet. Okay, now he's plugged in. Now we can't talk about him. The Buckies is not all. See, now you can't talk about him. He's plugged
in. But no, I enjoy their food. It is a long. If you are in a rush to use a bathroom, that's not the place to go.
Why?
Yes, they have 100. There's no line to wait in. But if you had to go when you got a car, you got a 2 mile hike to get to the shitter. Oh. You ain't gonna make it.
Well, the problem is, as soon as you go in the front door, the poopers are right behind the front door.
Yeah, no, that's the front door though. Yeah. I went in the side door, which means you've got 3 football fields to walk to get to.
And you walk 3 football fields just to get to the side door.
Oh, yeah, bet I did. And then you got to walk. I thought because there was a sign on the back of the building, dead center, I thought that there was like a rear entrance. Like at least they would put a door to get into the damn place. That was like a loading area or something.
I remember like that. They had bathrooms like that where you walked in and like the men's had probably, I don't know, I want to say 30 or 40 stalls. Is right there on I-57 still. As soon as you get into Missouri, out of Illinois there at Boomtown. And man, that place. When you used to go in there, I love going in there.
Another tourist trap.
Well, I bought fireworks from that place before, but they have all the other knick-knacky stuff inside to sell you if you're an Indian. Statues and pictures and everything. My favorite thing is they have all the races of Jesus painted in there. You can get white, brown, black, yellow, sort of Indian red tan. But I was like, okay. I mean, it was an assortment, an array of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the best places to buy a watermelon on the way home.
I seen a new recipe this weekend for watermelon.
Watermelon,
and they cut it up and they
put. You can't do it wrong, I don't think.
No, but they put it in with lemon juice and made a lemon juice. And I seen
vodka too.
No, just lemon juice over the watermelon. They say squeeze the lemon juice out over the watermelon. They say it's the best you'll ever have. I'm like, I've tried that. So
usually got enough salt and pepper on it. I can't tell.
I usually don't do the salt anymore. I used to, but I don't like the salt anymore. I don't go
for watermelon salt.
Yeah. No, I just eat it raw. Eat it raw. So
that used to be a different thing in the day.
Well, that's true too.
Boy, has that ever gotten me in trouble?
Yeah, eating your watermelon.
That's how you got that one that's behind you.
Yeah, eating watermelon raw. Yeah. Not supposed to do that.
Right down to the grind.
So, folks, we're getting closer to the call-in system. We're not there yet, but we're closer. So,
Dave's trying. We were squealing and feeding back something fierce.
I do have the mixer board set up, and it works for the phone, but everything but a phone call. That's the only thing it won't work at.
What's the number, Dave?
Give it a try. B5R39, you know.
BR549, yeah.
867 5309.
That day you said about giving out your phone there, I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it.
I'll give it out. I don't know.
Hey, Bill, Dave's going to get a new phone number tomorrow.
I don't know why you don't just set up a Google Voice number and have that forwarded to your phone number. That way you don't have another bill.
We may, yeah.
That's an option you can go with.
Right.
It just automatically forwards to your number.
That's how the spammers do it, Dave.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I know.
Yeah. So, Bill, go ahead and tell them how your week was. I mean, I'll get into mine. You need to post a couple things so you can show everybody my week because I emailed everything to you. So look in Bill Hauser. Yes, I did earlier today.
And you're wanting me to post things.
No. You bring them up on your screen. Share your screen. I mean, I can do it.
Might have told me about all this before we started filming.
Who was late to the table?
I don't see anything from you.
It's in your regular email, not your show email.
Why on earth would you send show business to my regular email?
Because my phone don't have your
outrage.
My phone don't have your show email on it. It had your regular one. But when I get to, by the way, Steve, I'm going a different way tomorrow.
Different way? Where are you going?
I'm going to a little place that's in between Atlanta and Birmingham. Okay? And it's probably 20 miles closer to Atlanta than Birmingham. But I don't feel like running 75 down. I'm going to run 65 down. Because Atlanta sucks.
Where are you going to Birmingham?
No, I'm going to Carlston, Alabama, or Carlston, Georgia. But it's about halfway between. It's a little closer to Atlanta than it is Birmingham. But I run across 20 this week for a.
This what you wanted to see?
Well, there should be about three. There should be five photos and two videos.
Well, I can't play the videos because I have to have time to download those and everything. But here's the photos.
As you can see, Steve, take a look at the screen there for a quick second. See how the trailer is kind of up on the guardrail.
This is in the gorge, by the way.
Yeah. Coming down through there. This gentleman right here pulled up there in that yellow Geico truck. And go back to the trailer up on the fence, Steve, or Bill. That's how it was. And they were saying, how's the record going to get there? And the old boy on in the Geico truck gets out and goes, hey, I got all six-wheel drive. I think I can yank that down off of there and get traffic opened up. And he snagged the chain on it. And he drug that thing out of the way and opened the road. We was there only half an hour. He had the whole thing. He right there's the truck. He snagged on there and drug her back over because it was empty.
North Carolina. Need I say anything else?
Them boys don't mess around. He said, throw a chain on.
Hey, back down your gain a little bit there, Dave. You're blowing the damn needle.
Doors
all
off.
Away.
There we go.
That's right. We're keeping it up a notch here.
Yeah. So. Yeah, by golly. by golly.
So,
there. Me where I belong.
Oh. Yeah, them, I pulled up there and I was probably fifth in line, sixth maybe. And I was so thinking, well, there's 6 hours today going to be sitting here and closed highway. And they got it open and up and going and just half an hour. I want to reach out there and pull on his beard right now because he's concentrating so hard.
Well, I was trying to find something. When you mentioned something, I remember it was a real funny joke, and I cannot find it.
So that's how my week went. I just didn't. Kamikaze, I hear kamikaze. If they were doing virgin
sacrifices. You got to find the video on with your computer, Steve, so you can share it.
Hage is going to hold it to the mic.
No, don't do that. That's jank.
No.
Anyway. All right, so what do we got? What do we got for the show here?
Show? Well, we got the notes posted up there. We can do a little news first, or we can do the... Let's see, Steve's got...
I just put... I couldn't figure out any good stories. I looked and looked and looked, and it was just... terrible. And I started looking way back, and I'm like, well, these are ones I've already done. So I'm like, you know what? We'll just put up some topics to talk about. It's, I don't know, some things should be funny. I'm sure you guys got a good story for all of these.
I got a little bit of news right underneath that, and nothing real serious. You see,
where do you want to start?
Go ahead and start at the watch trucker pass scale.
Okay. Well, I watch that all the time.
Yeah. Bill, people have to go in the show notes to see these because there is a video down there underneath there, but you told me to put the link up on it, so I put the link up on it. So, but just go ahead. This is a little 3-minute little talk. And we've all been here. So,
what are we talking about here?
Watch trucker pass scale. Start right there.
Okay. So this I guess this is an article that's. I don't see an article.
It's not an article. It was a Facebook, or it wasn't post on Facebook. It was post on a Reddit.
Writers.
Yeah, Reuters. But it was off of CDL Life that posted this.
Well,
yeah.
Just go check out the show notes, everybody, when you get a chance. I'll have this on the website.
There's a video.
Yeah,
there's not really much to read here, but what Dave's talking about is there's a video here, apparently. Now, where's the link to the video? Oh, okay. There's a link to play the video where Trucker passes scale in the moment every driver hopes for. Where he passes the scale showing the exact moment. In this clip of film, the filming driver is through Findlay, Ohio, when he approaches the sign notifying him that scale is open. As he approaches the sign, it suddenly changes to closed. That has happened to me 1,000 times.
And really? It's because hammer down, dude.
It is because Jesus loves me. This I know, for that sign just told me so, and I just kept right on trucking. I may or may not have kept right on trucking anyway. However, this meant I had Jesus backing me up, which is...
Yeah, he was so excited it changed within 100 feet, and he thought he was going to go buy a lottery ticket because he was having such a good day.
Okay, now a question for both of you.
Yes, sir.
You both have pre-pass.
Yes.
If that pre-pass says... come in and see me, and it says closed on the thing. What are you going to do?
Closed. It says closed, so I drive by.
I know, but your pre-pass told you to go in.
This happened twice last week.
What do you think is legal? Because you're going to get mixed emotions from it.
Yeah.
I went in there when I was empty and I didn't have anything to worry about, but when I was loaded and I wasn't quite sure if I was legal or not, I just kept right on trucking.
And they didn't come out and get you, did they?
Nope. They never do.
No.
Well, they don't have, they usually there's don't have one person guy in them anymore. Yeah. There ain't nobody to chase anymore.
No. I stopped
at North Carolina. I used to have that happen a lot, and I got to where if I knew it said closed up there, my thing dinged on me, I put it underneath my, took it out of the window, put it under my leg till I got by so it didn't hit the second one that ticks it.
Yeah, there's three of them usually.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So
what, but that used to happen all the time.
What do you do when you drive by the first one and it says nothing? You drive by the second one and it says nothing and the scale's open.
You go in.
I don't. I drive by. Every time. Every time I drive.
How do you know that the battery is not dead in it?
Because it went off the day before on a different one, and it went off the day after.
Dead overnight.
Well, maybe it did.
If it doesn't make any noise, yeah, you're still supposed to go in.
The sign says follow in cab reading, period. So I followed.
You had no reading, so you need to do the fail safe and follow the other sign.
That's your belief, but that's not what the sign says.
Oh, I know. I know, but that's what the cop's going
to
tell you.
Well, if he comes to chase me down, I'll tell him that, but...
They don't chase you down anymore, though.
I know. I drive by.
They used to, but they don't have chase cars anymore. I mean,
it's funny. Steve's dad's company, he flat tells him, he says, you're always over. Just don't stop. Let him come.
You're always over just those.
He said they flat told him that. He said, "Don't go in."
That was exactly the old joke about steel haulers.
Yeah.
Today. There's a guy gets up to heaven, and there's a bunch of truck drivers standing in front of him, and there's a line of miles long, and he's like, "Man, I'm never
gonna ramp's get full. Through, I'm going by.
I'm never gonna get through the pearly gates up here." And then the other guy goes, "Hold on." He starts walking up through the line there of all the other truck drivers, and he gets back, and all of a sudden they just start disappearing, and they get right up to the gates. He says, "What'd you tell him?" He says, "Oh, I told him there's scale on the other side of this." He says, "They all going around it."
Good.
Well, it's funny because I had an old truck driver. This was in the late 80s. We were coming out of Detroit, and what is it, 4 miles to Toledo line from the scales there?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Get all the way over here in the left-hand lane," and because they're lined up almost to the sign along side of the road back when they used to make them. And
we used to jump off.
He said,
"Exit 11.
Scales closed," and 47 trucks come. One guy even cut through the grass, come out of there, and back on the highway. And they're thinking, "Well, they're going to chase all those trucks in the state line in 3 miles." No.
We used to get off at exit 11 there at Luna Pier and go over and cut through town.
Right.
And get over to Dixie Highway 24, run it down, and come back out there at the Wendy's at exit 6, right past the scale. Scale's at 7.
Yep.
And we used to go run that all the time because he was never going to be legal coming out of there.
Well, everybody goes up Detroit Avenue. You know, when we come out of the Omni Yard up there, if you go north and you don't turn across the scale, you can cut by the scale all the way up that way, too.
Yep. Everybody that ever had to, they all know the way around.
Yeah, they get around scales.
So
it's the ones that catch you off guard and stuff. And the only other thing I put on there, because I knew we was going to talk a little bit about Bucky's and talk about our stuff this week, is I found on truckerstops.com. They send me a link every week, and they had the top 13 websites for truckers. And it's not just, it's all kinds. It's looking for loads, what you want to find. So I went ahead and posted all these up here so guys can go on here and check out, because they say in most of it, if you read through it, there's most people do all their trucking now off of their phone. They don't find load boards. They don't go to truck stops. So these are the most popular.
Well, they used to have the load boards. There's a couple of different names for them. I think DAT was one of them. And, I can't remember all, but I remember back in the 70s and 80s, truck drivers sitting in the lounge watching that thing with their pen and paper. As soon as they come up, because you still had the phone booths in the thing, and as soon as they see something, man, they'd be right now, and they were zipping to the phone booth and trying to, you know, make sure they got that load locked down.
Well, if you scroll down to, like, the second one, it's truckstop.com, which is the one that's looked for loads, and then if you click on it, it's all phone set up, but there's several companies.
Well,
down
and all
here.
Of these where it says the best, however many, 10, 13, they're the ones financing the advertising on this. They're going to tell you they're the best. There's thousands and thousands.
Well, there's Trucker News. There's Overdrive on here. There's FMCSA on here. There's Truck Reports. There's also Trucking and Women. There was a story on CDL Life this week where this 11-year driver tried going through a covered bridge.
Yeah, I seen that.
Did you see that
picture?
She peeled the top off and they destroyed. And
it's
like,
not any worse than the one in Indiana. What was been probably 3 years now, four years ago.
Spencerville Bridge over there.
Yeah, they took a truck across the covered bridge and just poosh.
Yeah.
You know, just collapsed it. And they had an article on how much millions of dollars.
Google.
Yeah.
Said that was the way Google Maps told her to go.
Yeah.
Well, I like it when they show them pictures of the ones where they make signs. Swift, do not follow GPS. Turn around. Do not enter.
There's some
this
place
means
we go.
You, Swift.
There's some place we go, Bill, that there's that big sign. One of our places.
Oh.
I remember seeing it. It don't say Swift, but it says this is not
a truck. No, it says GPS is wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't remember exactly where I seen it, but I see it all the time. So, so my big week for next week is going to be a short 3-day work week, but since I'm took Friday off, I'm going to go ahead and head out tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, go over and get loaded and head down to Georgia. So,
I never got a dispatch.
You didn't get a dispatch?
No.
That means you're not working?
I guess not.
Well, his boss took the day off, so.
Yeah.
Did he take Friday off? He was off Thursday. I didn't think he was off Friday.
Oh. I don't know. I wasn't there
Friday. Holidays don't mean nothing. I got to work them.
Holidays don't mean nothing. Just means cooking. More cooking.
I got to cook for a bunch of, for all the guys. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about these messages up here that you got, Steve.
That I got?
Yep.
Well,
since we're coming up to the holiday season.
Well, that's what I was thinking here. I just put in here, I said, topics to cover for a laugh. And the first one is just, and each of you can take your turn here, and if anybody wants to chime in out there since we're live, supposedly. Christmas presents you got when you were a kid, good ones or bad ones? I'll start for you. It was good for me, but it was bad for everybody else. It was a chemistry set.
You got one?
I'll tell you how. It was almost like the one where it would say by Ronco, you know?
Yeah.
You opened it up, and it had little, I want to say, okay, you know the tester's paints that you painted models with, them little bottles?
Right.
It had a bunch of little bottles in it that had all different kinds of chemicals. And some of them
I had one of these.
Some of them were powder. Some was like a crystal. Some of them were actually liquid. And then it had a pair of little safety goggles and like test tubes and stuff and a little rack to hold them. And in the instructions, I think a parent was supposed to watch you. Because at the very top, it says, big letters, do not ever mix this and this together.
Uh-huh.
And you know damn well, kid.
You know where this story's heading.
That's the first damn thing I'm doing.
As soon as you say do not mix.
When you mix that stuff together, it starts making a nasty gas in the house. Your eyes start burning and smoke comes out of the test tubes. And uh-huh, yeah. So, good or bad presents, Bill? It can be a good one. Your favorite is something when you was a kid that you always wanted.
Oh, let's see.
Stretch Armstrong?
Oh.
Evil Knievel motorcycle that you wind up and he jumps the ramps?
I think the most memorable present was the year I got that stereo. Because I had a really janky sort of taped together setup to listen to music on, and I really liked listening to music. And I got this stereo with dual cassette on it, and I could
I could
finally sit. Well, I mean, that was the thing.
You can buy blank tapes and steal music from buddies.
Oh man, blank tapes. Let me tell you.
Or the microphone that plugged in, and you could, hey everybody, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I was doing stuff like this back.
Be your own podcast.
Yeah, back before there was podcasts.
What's a podcast back then, dude?
Yeah, that would be cool.
I would MTV no, but I would just make, come out, man.
Well, I would make those silly.
He was a
I'd
VJ.
I'd make those silly little tapes that you'd give to girls or whatever.
Oh yeah,
where I would DJ on them.
Hey baby, I made you mixtape.
Yeah,
you have no idea how many days, how many weekends were spent just
and how many women ruined your life, Bill.
With my finger on the pause button, waiting on the radio station to play the song.
Yep.
And they never seem to do it when you're waiting.
And how many times did the girls leave you heartbroken when they didn't?
I don't think
you.
Any of them ever listened to any of the tapes.
Never did. It's just a myth.
The mixtapes. Oh my
God. Well, see, I remember some Christmases. There for a while, we traveled for Christmas, and I remember that more than I did actually presents. I mean, I remember when we were living in Ohio, so I had to be in kindergarten, getting it was called the Big Brute Wrecker Truck, and it was a big wrecker truck. And I remember It was plastic, and I left it too first. You remember when they had the furnaces in the living rooms and big old metal furnaces?
Got melted?
Yeah. It melted. Potbelly stoves.
Yeah. And I put it too close to it, and it melted it. I was so heartbroken. And then, of course, I remember my bicycle, my mini bike I got for Christmas, and set of snow skis that you went behind the snowmobile. Not downhill. They were just fat and short. Had a ski rope, and you could ski behind the snowmobile. Scary. That was back when they were making jarts and chemistry sets, and we had all the good stuff back then.
Wasn't it old Jeff Foxworthy? You ever notice how you always got the wood burner for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
You had to plug it in right next to the curtains with that 2-foot cord on it? Like, yeah, I still have that wood burner.
Yeah, I forgot about the old wood burner. Remember the light bright? You had to put the little pegs in. Yeah. Make the pictures. And
our cat and dog ate so many of them damn things, they was shitting them.
Go outside and his poop would glow.
No, I always remember playing Battleship. And as you're sitting there playing, I would sit there and about chew the ends off them damn pegs because they was soft plastic.
Right.
And we didn't have no pegs to play.
I love Battleship. That was fun.
You could cheat so much on that game. Well, you're not looking, turn your ship the other way.
By the way, there's a new game. I just sent it to my daughter this year, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking it up. I forgot the name of it already. Right there it is.
It's not apples to apples, is it?
You talking about a board game?
It's a Trivia Pursuit game. Like if you got your family sitting around, you know, the little cards where you pick them up?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's called Mind of Gaps, and it's got... It's got baby boomers, Generation X, Gen Z, and Gen Y.
Well,
and
that's what the
questions are.
So, you played the adult game. It's like apples to apples. It's, what is it called? It's cards.
There's an adult version of apples to apples.
Well, that's what I call it. It's not part of apples to apples. It's called
Trivia Pursuit.
Bills knows what it is. I just cannot. I'm brain farting right now.
Is that the same thing my sister bought that one year? What was it called?
There's expansion packs for it and stuff where you just dish out cards and one person flips over one card and you got to make your card match their card the best you can, and they decide one of the cards is. I'll tell you. I can't remember what it's called. I was hoping somebody on here would say it. And I have it somewhere. Like, one of the cards is like two midgets shitting in a bucket. That's one of the cards. I can't remember what it's called.
The same bucket?
Well, yeah.
Oh, must goody.
Be truck drivers.
Hopefully they take turns.
But I can't remember.
Let's get it done. We're
I know
get
what
the road.
Name is. I just cannot think of the name of it. But, I mean, it is very fun to play. There's also it's adult themed. I mean, yeah.
Right. Well, they have Trivia Pursuit for kids and Trivia Pursuit forever, and that's basically what does Mind the Gap is.
I only play the kids one. I can't play any.
Because there's questions. It's like top cultures, music, TV shows, and then you know, baby boomers got to guess what TV shows the young kids watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good. I've seen – I have a new podcast that I watch, and it's called – I forget the name of my daughter or something. And it's a guy that just keeps, he introduced her to a record player. And it was so funny watching her try to figure out how to play it. And she put the needle on there and goes, you can hear it with the sound down. How, it's like a little man down there playing off the needle. And so it's funny to see he did the old phone with her. And this one has a 8-track and a cassette player on it too.
I remember having an 8-track in one of my cars. The cars I used to drive in high school.
I wore one out. I wore a few out.
I had the thing that
I wore it out.
I had the thing that plugged in the 8-track to play a cassette on.
Oh, you had
the
one
adapter.
Of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We used to sell those at Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Now our boat, when we bought it in '68, had a 4-track player in it, and we only had 5 cassettes. And you couldn't find 4-track cassette. It was just like an 8-track, but
I can't even picture that in my mind right now. 4-track.
Google it. 4-track player.
4-track.
That's what I'm fixing
to do. Okay, well, let's go to number 2 here. I put on here favorite things to eat. We're fat truckers, so favorite things to eat during the holidays. What's your favorite thing to eat?
I love turkey dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, leftovers in one bowl. Just take a bowl of it in one bowl.
So you're making a Dave a DFC bowl.
Yeah, Dave's. DFC bowl. Yeah,
instead of KFC.
And I like, and then I'll put a little bit of the
gravy.
No, the cranberries on the side.
Oh,
and I'll a little bowl of that, and then put it in the fridge, heat it up like 2 days later. Oh my God, that is so good. Did you find a four-track, Bill?
My favorite thing,
really,
and I haven't had it for years.
They were see-through top tapes. You could see the tape down. You know, the plastic was clear on the top.
My ex-mother-in-law used to make homemade butterscotch pie.
Ooh.
And I tell you, it was, she would make three. One for everybody to eat, one for my brother-in-law, one for me. Because me and him would fight over the damn pie all the time, and that thing, it was delicious. I've tried to make it and can't make it taste the same.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them on here, scratch, Bill. I see them all over the place.
So what was your favorite thing to eat, Bill?
Tapes. What's that?
What was your favorite thing to eat holidays?
Besides everything. You know, well, to be like honest, Dave. I think I've said this before, but I'm not a turkey person. I'd rather, if I had the choice between that and something else, I'd probably choose something
else. So every time my stepmom calls either one of the kids, it's like, Dave says we're having dinner at 1, and I have to make a ham because Sherry don't like turkey. Sherry said she didn't like turkey when she was like 8. And Roberta still says it to this day every time we get together.
And everybody wants to make a ham for...
And Sherry goes, I'll eat both.
Me too.
I like ham, but it's kind of a cop-out. What I like is a big old roast beef.
Yep. Roast beef?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're going to Arby's?
No, a real roast beef from prime a real cow.
Prime rib.
Hey, prime rib. There you go. Why not?
That is what roast beef is, prime rib.
So...
But,
I made one.
We've had lamb once in a while, too. You like lamb?
Oh, did you have lamb?
Well... The one that birthed me is getting ready to fix some lamb, I guess.
Oh, that's right. You have a built-in cook now.
No. That's still me.
It's still you? I have a lamb.
I think you have a new roommate.
No, I have no roommate. Matter of fact, I'm building a new studio out of that room.
I was going to move
I've
in.
I've still got his computer.
For a guest room when I got up here.
Yeah, well, you have to sleep on the couch.
Goodness.
Boom, anyway. Sucker.
Yeah. I don't know why you keep getting a motel. You can just come here and sleep on the damn couch. I got one of them couches that swallows you. Once you get in it, you can't get out. You just roll out on the floor when you're done and stand up because it sucks you in and wraps you up. And
oh, God. When he said that, it reminded me of Joe Rogan, Bill.
Yeah.
About going to the hotel room. He's like, yeah, I just rub one out on my chest, do a gator roll in the sheets, and go to sleep. I'm like, okay.
Gator roll.
Roll in the sheets, yeah. Go to sleep.
The problem is, like, you got to roll back over on your back, and then you get all that soaking into your skin. It causes sits. Am I the only one that has this problem?
Apparently. I never left it on her long enough to get sits.
you never rub one off and then went to sleep and forget to wipe it off.
I had that girl trained.
Yeah, but you guys talking about this now. This is a PG show.
Oh hell, you say.
Okay, number three.
Yeah.
Relatives at the holidays with good stories. Shitter's full, Clark.
I miss the
stories
relatives.
That they think are good.
I don't remember. We always kept to our family. We never went to, because you got to realize I lived in Indiana.
No travel to go to any relatives or anything?
Rarely, because I lived in Indiana. My mom's family's from New York City. My dad's family from L.A. So unless it was a vacation over the holiday, we were at home just because of that. Which was kind of neat. I mean, we had friends that come over, and I remember every Christmas Eve, our friends had come over, and for some reason we had to go drive around and look at the lights because Santa Claus always showed up while we're driving around looking at the light. Yeah, now's a good time to turn it on. Yeah, yeah. Show's over.
Boy,
with.
Was I. I got mine on, buddy.
Show is on live. And of course, we didn't announce we were doing it live today, and nobody's going to notice it till tomorrow. And go, hey, the show was live. Look at it.
Oh
right
no,
here.
I put it on TikTok, but it says 7:30.
Oh, Bill, you're not going to live that one.
I have to send him the butthurt report.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you, Bill. That way you can read it out loud to everybody.
By the way, do you guys remember doing Christmas decorations? We won it one year. My dad
popcorn
did it.
Popcorn and cranberries, buddy.
Oh, we did the whole house thing back with the big screw-in lights and up on the old farmhouse, 60 feet in the air.
60 feet in the air?
Yeah, them old farmhouses had high peaks, you know, two stories, and you were up there. My dad put the lights all up, and the Fort Wayne newspaper or the Marion newspaper come out, and we won first place. Had one of them silver trees on the porch with the turning light. The old, you know, Bruce that eats breakfast with still has one of them silver trees that does that.
Does he?
Yep. Oh, yep. Wow. They're quite expensive to buy them now. So.
I know. The one tree I have is, I don't know, it's like 10 foot, and it's a fake one.
Fire?
I got it. It's probably a couple $100 tree when it was, you know, new. And I got it for $1 at an auction. It was in a box with no base. And my one daughter, I made a base for it, and she ended up putting it together. I'm like, holy crap, that's pretty nice. We're going to keep that.
So, what was the most fake thing that you guys did for Christmas growing up?
Long as, well, you know, little kids listening, the thing about trying to make your kids believe in Santa as long as you can.
Oh, well, the fakest thing we did.
Faketh.
My mom bought one of those cardboard fireplaces that you built and you put up there, and it had the little log in it with the little light bulb and the thing spun.
Did it have
the metal thing that spun so it looked like it was flickering?
And it had red, orange, and yellow like tissue paper that would float.
No, it
fan?
Didn't have the tissue paper. It just
but you remember that? See,
yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Like three strips, one of each color.
And we would hang our stockings on it every year because we never had a fireplace in our home. And so when you put the tree up, you put the fireplace up.
So you were like the kid in one of the movies that says, well, we don't have a fireplace. How's Santa going to get in here? Right. So your mom made a fire. She was thinking.
Yeah, he always showed up when we were out driving around, you know, Christmas Eve looking at lights for some reason. Get home, Santa was here. You guys missed him again.
No, I can remember him. The one year.
Dad would be in the bedroom trying to put the bikes together.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. God. We bought brand new bicycles for my two older girls one year and didn't get them assembled. And I got them home and I was like, what the F? It took me. She's in bed sleeping. I'm up till 2 o'clock, so putting shit together. Oh my God, I was so ticked off. Oh, but I can remember, like I was saying, something about trying to make your kids, you know, believe as long, you know, you know, the.
I still believe
the magic of Christmas. You know?
I still believe. And
my middle daughter, she would put cookies and milk out for Santa, and I always made sure it's something I liked. And the one time I took a bite and left just half of it, left all my teeth, more, you know, the bite out of it, and put it back on the plate. Oh, my God. She woke up that morning and found that, and she was just berserk. She put that in a Ziploc bag. Yeah, but she kept it for a year.
You know what's sad is those memories and feelings back at that time of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Is always the best part. Today, today I don't have kids and don't get to celebrate like that anymore. And Christmas Day is kind of boring for me because I literally don't have my Christmas is doing something for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like going to a concert or something. That's how I celebrate Christmas now. or the time
yeah, Dave
before.
Took us. Dave took us to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra last year.
Yeah,
and that was really? That was amazing.
Cool.
That
and that's Christmas to me. Christmas Day is go find a Chinese buffet that's open or and see if I can get something.
Oh, man. But you're doing it right, though, man. I'll tell you.
And then we usually end up going to the movie because the movie's open. So
I remember what we usually did was on Christmas was everybody would come over and you'd usually have a quick meal or at lunchtime kind of deal. You did presents, and then in the evening you always ordered pizza or something or went out.
Mm-hmm.
If anything was open in the evening, go out and get pizza or somewhere kind of deal.
I remember one year, Dad almost not making it home. I mean, my mom was sweating bullets Christmas Eve, and he was driving truck, and there was a snowstorm. And he was there in the morning, but I don't know how he got there. But I was young and, you know, kindergarten.
Okay, going grade. Into the truck stops and back in, not now, but back in, you know, a while back. And getting the holiday meals that they always had.
If I just did it too.
Went to a regular mom and pop instead of the franchises.
Yeah.
Do you remember getting good meals?
Well,
back
I did
in the day like
I
that.
Did, I went to
the turkey and dressing ones. That, you know, they always order. Everybody's about the same thing. Turkey dressing.
Right. I did the Nevada run over Thanksgiving 2 years ago, and I stopped at the Denny's, and I walked in, and she goes, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Bring me the Thanksgiving special."
The special, yeah, exactly.
2 o'clock. Yep. She brought me everything.
That
pie.
Was always the best thing, though, far as truck stop wise, is the mom and pop ones, not the big chains.
Mm-hmm.
But the mom and pop ones back in the day, I mean, you got a feast for a
He's
holiday
meal. He's not happy
meals.
With his headphones.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm experimenting.
Okay.
Go on. That's as you were.
Hey, Bill, you suck one, you're labeled for life. You said you're experimenting.
Yeah.
He can't hear us. Never mind.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
He was trying to see if it's any better sound now.
Oh,
it's way better sound.
Is
but,
it?
But I get echo on the microphone.
Boom. Is that where I was boom, hearing the echo boom. From?
No, you was hearing it from Steve because he's using the wrong link. He's not using the...
Tell me.
You're
I tried
in trouble.
It the last
no,
time and
it's
I don't
fine.
Want to
work. I turned
you're
it
in
on.
Trouble. You're in trouble before you even know.
No, it's been fine. I just
I hear it every once in a great while, and I'm like,
He doesn't
I
have the
it was
echo
me
cancellation
because
on.
I'm literally running this all through a mixer board right now, so I was worried about that. So
I'm gonna tell you, it's the guy that's running out of the back of my computer, carrying whatever it is I say down to you, and then running back.
So what you're telling me, it's that little guy at the bottom of the record that girl sees playing the music down there by the needle.
Yep.
Well, what I've noticed is you got to turn your headphone volume down as far as you can stand.
Well, I got to turn Dave down big time. He blows me out.
Man, no wonder I can't get a damn date. Keep turning it down. My God.
Blows you out. Get it.
There's Chunky.
Chunky Monkey.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody.
Well, we probably should have announced it, you know, like earlier in the week and say, hey, you know, let's try another Facebook
Live.
Well,
I didn't do it, did it?
You know.
I will put a little bit more care into my... the process by which I announce the show next time. Or...
Okay, I'm going to do this.
What was that?
Just because I want to give
mind.
Them.
I know what it is.
I want to give them a little love. There is a podcast out there, Truck Drivers. When you get done listening to us and you're still not convinced, there is one. It's called Daughter Issues. And
yeah, he said announce it, Bill.
That's what it is. Daughter Issues is the name of the podcast. Look it up. And you guys get a big kick out of it. And
I only got three of them.
Well, this is one. One and his dad.
They're cutting years off my life.
Well, we get to watch Bill go through that. You know that, Steve?
You know, Bill, this beard used to be as dark as up this
he,
was.
He has all boys, and he don't know what it's like to have a teenage girl yet.
Well, he's got the thing is, it's the young. She's the youngest of his replacement kids.
He'll already be half crippled by that time, and
half crippled
guys will be showing up at the door. You got to sit there
when they come in, Bill. Get your gun out, and start cleaning it. Yeah, we going out, my daughter.
Look, the cool thing is that she's got. She's got four older brothers, except the two oldest ones. They'll be old, too.
No, I ain't afraid to go back to prison.
Nobody believes me. Everybody looks at me and thinks.
My favorite on this web comedian, I think his, name was Chad Daniels. He's had a boy and a girl. The boy was, say the boy's 12. The girl was 6. And they're outside playing. And she gets hit right in the crotch with the kickball. She's like, oh, my balls. He thinks to himself, do I tell her or do I wait to college? Because if she's on a date and she goes, I'm going to touch my balls. Yeah. I don't think she'll have too many dates.
Isn't that like says, top problem solved. Number one thing you don't want to hear on a date is, that feels good on my balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you like to do it so much? Oh, because I miss mine. Don't you remember that joke?
Oh, stop. We have.
Oh, come on. That's a good one. Where the man. Okay, here's a. Okay, folks, here we go.
Go.
This guy and this gal just started dating, and they would have sex every day. And every time they got done, she would reach over and jiggle and play with his balls. And he's like, that's sort of weird, but, you know, it feels good. This happened over and over and over. And he finally got up the courage to say, hey, I don't really want you to think nothing's weird or nothing, but every time we get done, you always play with my balls. He says, I'm not complaining. I like it. He says, I was just curious why you always do that. And she says, oh, I just miss my own.
Oh, gee whiz.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but I just went ahead and shared our live stream to my page. Should have did that when we started this video, not when we're ending it.
But. What? We're not ending it yet.
Not even sure I shared it on mine.
Well, it's on yours. I'm watching it on yours.
Did we do the holiday decorating gone wrong?
We haven't got that far yet.
Holiday decorating gone wrong, and it's got parentheses, fire!
Yeah.
Any horror stories of holiday
after
decorating.
Watching National Lampoon's Christmas, it's pretty tough to.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not a horror story, but I got a lot of publicity from it. I've seen on the internet, so I made it at my own house. I did the one where the scarecrow was bending around, pulling his pants down, and pumpkins was his ass cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And people stopped all the time in my front of my house, take pictures, semi drivers, school bus drivers. Eventually, the newspaper come out and say, can we take a picture? I'm like, go right ahead.
Oh, man.
Any bad decorating stories, though? Did you put some lights up, fall off the ladder, start something
We
on
never
fire?
Put lights up, you know?
Don't you?
No. It's just never been a thing for us.
I did here. I used to trim the house in white, all the fence in the backyard. I did 3 trees out front. Then I bought some big wreaths, so then I tried it. The missus wanted to trim the house in icicles, so I hung icicles all around the house. Did all that. I still got all that stuff upstairs.
They had a thing there in Bluffton where they had the light contest, and there was a people that did a tree, just a regular old maple, and there wasn't an ounce of bark left on that thing. There was lights all over it. And they all changed colors and flashed around and did different dancy stuff in the tree with music that went to it and everything. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy that did the Christmas vacation on their whole house.
My neighbor down the
street. And their HOA was a little pissy about it because all the people driving in to see it all the time. And
well, one of the additions in town did a big decoration out south.
Huh.
Remember that? Off of Decatur Road?
And here's...
That was
Here's the last one. Do you enjoy the holiday season? Bah humbug.
I think I do. I don't know.
I do.
Yeah. Because
I think the worst part about it is not so much, I mean, not buying presents, but trying to figure out what to get someone.
Amazon solved that.
Well, I mean, I've been
wish list.
They're
going
to hit my house pretty hard next week because I put a couple big orders in. But as far as spending money and buying them and spending time with people and doing the get-togethers and everything, pretty good.
2 weeks ago, I picked some Amazon stuff up off the porch and brought in. And I had one, and I'm opening it up, and I'm like, okay, I know what this is. I ordered that. I open the other one up, and I'm like, what is this? It's a lunchbox and a hat with a light. And I'm like,
Hold on. Let me guess. It wasn't something you mailed to yourself, was it?
No. My
like
daughter
a gas can?
Sent it. My daughter sent it to me. Yeah. My daughter sent it to me for my birthday. And she calls me up and goes, did you ever get your birthday present? And I said, no, I ain't getting nothing. And sitting there going, why did Amazon send me this? The hat's pretty cool. I can use a little cooler,
Yeah.
And I never put it together that it was my birthday
present. I'll do
present.
That. I'll order something for my daughter up here in Columbia City and all. I just send it right to her address. I don't wrap it or nothing,
Yeah.
No, you wait, Dave. I got your address. I'm going to have a Widowmaker shipped to your house. You'd be like, well, whose is this? You can give it to your neighbor.
Oh,
Bill's trying to think what a Widowmaker is, ain't you?
killing rabbits.
It's big and black.
Yep.
She called me today or yesterday and says, can I borrow money? Said, I don't loan money out. I don't have none to loan.
I'm going to start shipping stuff right to you guys' houses. I actually, what I was going to get Dave for, well, I better not say it. I will.
Go ahead.
I'm still probably going to get it if I can find it again. The barbecue apron. Oh. I just got another one. I just got one. But I got one. It's a barbecue apron, and it looks like a guy with muscles and a bikini on.
I want
or
the one where you lift.
The big fat guy. There is one I'm going to get for Dave. It's
when you lift it up, it's got junk hanging out the bottom.
No, there's two hands holding a sheep, and the look on the sheep's face is.
You got to wear your boots when you're doing sheep. Come on. Keep them from getting
you're
away.
You're getting that for Christmas, buddy.
Well, we better wrap this up, kids. Got anything else before we go?
The last one.
Yeah, all right.
Holiday decorations.
Yeah, well, we thank everybody for joining in on the live stream. By God, let us know what you think. Send us email show@3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials. We're on the Facebook. There's a Facebook group. You can comment directly on the website, 3ftpodcast.org. We do have a Discord channel, but I would probably be the only one to see anything that was put on there. Okay.
So
let us know what you think.
What'd you guys think of the live view this time?
I just, being the fact that I'm such a social media half-wit,
You are the social media queen of our group.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't get to the Buckies, but I did put that picture of that T-shirt on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I did see it.
Yep, I took a big shit at Bucky's.
I wanted to see if they had that shirt, but I didn't get a chance. I was really
just here
for food.
I think you can go online to Bucky's website and buy everything because I've already bought their rub and their barbecue sauce.
Their rub? What are you rubbing, Dave?
You'd like to know.
For you to know and you to know.
That's some good old butt rubbing there.
Must be.
Keep you warm tonight, buddy.
That's right.
All right, folks. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Till then, I've been Bill.
And Dave.
And Steve, thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
See you, folks.